Hey, you sexy social marketing chicks! Here's the million-dollar question.
How do network marketing ladies like us grow our businesses without being spammy AF and still find time to be a mom, a wife, an entrepreneur, aka all the things? That's what this podcast is going to answer. At 29, I was able to leave my full-time teaching job. And at 30, I hit the top 1% of my company. And now I'm here to give you a no BS training so that you can break through your plateau and blow up this industry like a boss. I'm Tracy Loggard, and you're tuning in to me, that social marketing chick. Hello, hello, you beauts. I hope you're having a fantastic day. We're diving into another episode of the podcast. And I'm really excited about this one. It's going to be a really good one. I know I say that every single time, but guys, they are really good. I feel really good about these episodes. I feel like, and the feedback that I am getting from you guys is making me feel that way. You guys are really getting a lot of value from these, and I am digging it. I'm seeing the screenshots, I'm seeing the messages, I'm seeing the reviews, all the things, and I just want to say, first of all, thank you so much for taking time to listen to this, you guys. Like, that's huge. You're taking time out of your day to listen to me ramble on, and it does not go unnoticed. You are so appreciated. You are so loved, guys. Seriously. Oh, and you know what? This is actually a really good transition to that social marketing chick of the week. It is a Monday, so that means that social marketing chick of the week is going to be announced, and I'm super excited for this one. If you want to know how to be that social marketing chick of the week, and if you are that social marketing chick of the week, you win $50, okay? $50 cash, and I'm super excited that I get to give this out every single week. But guys, this episode is, well, all of these episodes, every single one of these episodes, all these trainings are free 99, right? They're 100% free. So all I ask is that you share this out, give it a review, go to iTunes. And this is the way that you can be that social marketing chick of the week. The way that you enter is literally just by screenshotting this episode, sharing it on your Instagram stories, your Facebook stories, tag me in it at Tracy is healthy-ish. And if you go to the podcast itself, if you go to iTunes and leave this a 5-star review, write a little blurb, you're going to be entered to win that social marketing chick of the week and win that $50 cash every week. So this week, the social marketing chick of the week is Teddy123767. Teddy123767. That's the username. So this might be a chick. This might not be a chick. I don't know, but you are that social marketing chick of the week. This says amazing value. Okay. Your passion and energy shines through in all that you do. Just when I feel like giving up, you get me excited and back on track. Thank you for being you. Teddy, I love you. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much for the review. You are that social marketing chick of the week. You need to message me, DM me, private message me on Facebook, Instagram, whatever you got. Shoot me a message. Let me know, and we'll get you your prize, guys. Seriously, I'm telling you right now. These reviews, the feedback, the screenshots, the value that you guys are getting from this. This fills my cup. This lights me up. This to me, that's my payment. Seeing you guys take what I am teaching, apply it, learn, and grow your businesses for yourselves, that's huge to me. So I appreciate the feedback, guys. Again, if you want to be that social marketing chick of the week, all you got to do is go to iTunes, go to the reviews, leave it a 5-star review, leave a little blurb, let me know what value you're getting from it, screenshot this, share it in your Instagram stories, tag me in it at Tracy is healthy-ish, and that enters you to be that social marketing chick of the week. So, guys, without further ado, we're going to dive into the actual training, and this one is about the thing. If you are feeling like you are stuck, if you are feeling like you've been spinning your wheels, if you're feeling like you maybe are doing some things to help move the needle forward in your business, but you don't really seem to be going anywhere, it may be because you are missing this extremely vital thing for your business. Okay? I'm going to drop the training in, listen to it, dive in, and enjoy. I hope that this is going to be helpful for you. I think it is. We're talking about something very specific that you need in order to get yourself unstuck. And a lot of you don't have this. And I think it's why you may be a little bit stuck. We are talking about what this very specific thing that you need in order to get yourself to your ultimate goal, right? In specifically in your network marketing business, social sales business, direct sales, whatever the hell you want to call it. If you are in network marketing, social selling, direct sales, I want you to drop it in the comments. Drop some flames in the comments so that I know who my people are, because this is going to speak directly to you, but also it's going to speak to really anybody, because it's like with anything that I talk about here, guys, this could really apply to anything, but it's super specific mindset wise for you guys. So drop flames in the comments. Let me know who my people are. But a lot of the times whenever I am coaching people, hey girl, hey, whenever I am coaching people, this comes up very, very frequently. All right. And people are like, man, you know, I feel like I am really stuck. I feel like I am not moving forward. I feel like, you know, it's not happening fast enough for me. I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm spinning my wheels in my business. I feel like I'm like a hamster on a wheel, right? I'm running my ass off and I ain't getting anywhere, right? Drop a one in the comments if you've ever felt that. I know I have certainly felt that before in my business. Okay, multiple times in my business. Okay, drop a one in the comments if that sounds familiar to you. You feel like you are stuck. Now, there's lots of things that can go into this for reasons why you could be stuck. Okay, but I'm going to tell you right now, odds are, out of all the people that I've coached, odds are it's a mindset thing. Odds are it is something mindset-wise that is keeping you stuck. And guys, odds are you don't have a vision for what you are building. You don't have a vision for what you are building. And I'm not talking ranks. I'm not saying, oh, well, I'm going to hit the top of my company. I'm going to, you know, make this many sales or whatever. It's good to have those small goals, guys, but that's not what I'm talking about right now. It's good to have those small goals, but what I am talking about is a vision for what you are doing. What are you doing this for? What are you an entrepreneur for? Why are you here? Why did you join your company? Because if your reason is I need more money, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't going to get far. Drop some praise hands in the comments if you're picking up what I'm putting down. If you are in this just because you want more money, if it is all about money for you, it is, if it is all about how many sales can you get, how many members can you get, what can I get for me, if that is all you are concerned about, if that is as big as your vision is, guys, I'm telling you right now, you ain't gonna get far. What you are doing has to be bigger than that. Your vision for what you are doing has to be bigger than that. And odds are, if you're stuck, you don't have a vision for yourself. You don't have a vision for your family. You don't have a reason why you're showing up every single day, because every single day is not going to be easy. If you are an entrepreneur, guys, there are peaks and there are valleys, all right? And sometimes those valleys hit hard. And sometimes it feels like you're showing up and you're talking to people and you're hearing no after no after no. And sometimes you're showing up and it seems like you're talking to nobody. It seems like you're talking to, you're hearing nothing but crickets back, right? There are so many times in your business where that is going to happen. And on those hard moments, if all your vision is, oh, I'm just doing this for money, you are going to quit. And there are two types of people in this business. The people who are successful and the people who quit. You have to have a vision for what you are doing that is going to take you through those hard
moments that is going to help you to show up even on the days when it's hard, even on the days where the morning gets away from you and you barely had time to shower. Today, okay, you're still showing up because your mission is bigger than your bullshit. Guys, your vision, hear me when I say this, write it down, put it in the notes section of your phone. Your vision has to be bigger than your bullshit. Drop some praise hands in the comments if you're picking up what I am putting down, all right? Can I get an amen? Some of y'all are letting your bullshit be bigger. You don't have a vision for what it is that you are doing. Who are you serving? Who are you here to help? The moment that you realize it's not about you and what you can get right now, it's not about sales. It's not about that. It is about the impact that you are here to make. It is about the people that you are here to help. The moment that I realized that it wasn't about the sales that I could get as quickly as possible. It wasn't about, you know, what I was making or what I was doing or the rank that I was hitting. Those things are nice, guys. Don't get me wrong. Those things are nice. And they are small goals that you should run for. But at the end of the day, you need to be here to serve a purpose. What is your purpose? Figure out what your vision is. And get real, like, crazy specific with it. All right? Get insanely specific with it. What house do you want to live in? What car do you want to drive? Get really specific about the vision that you have for yourself, and then get really specific about your mission. Who am I here to help? Am I here to help, you know, stay-at-home moms that feel like they want something bigger for themselves than just, you know, being a mom, right? Am I here to help struggling entrepreneurs who are bowing out and quitting, but right before they're about to hit gold? I am here to help people hit gold. I am impact driven. I love helping people. I love seeing the light bulb go off in their heads whenever they finally realize something for the first time, when they make those level ups, right? I love that. I love seeing people who are stuck, who are in this place where they feel like there's nowhere to go. I love helping those people realize that there is something bigger out there for themselves, not just a 9-to-5 job, not just, you know, being a mom, not just being a special needs mom, not just any of that. I love helping people realize that there is something bigger for them. I love helping people realize that they were made for more. And that is why I show up even on the hard days, because my vision, my mission, what I am here to do is bigger than how tired I am or the sales that I might get or the whatever. Guys, if you switch your mindset and you start working on who am I here to help? Who am I here to serve? What is my mission? What is my purpose? Guys, and you start showing up and helping people, the success comes with it. The money will come with it. It's a natural progression. But it's your mindset that you have to fix first. If your goal, if your vision, if the only thing that you have here for your vision is sales, I want to make more money, you're not going to make it. I challenge you today. I want you to write it down. I want you to dig deep. I want you to sit down. I want you to really think about this. What are you here for? What is your mission? Who are you here to serve? Who are you here to help? And start showing up and creating content and creating the value that those people are going to need, that they are going to want, that they're going to come back to you every single time to get, and start pushing that out. Not with the purpose of what sales can I get, how much money can I make, all of that. Not with the purpose of that. Guys, when you start changing, I think it's, oh gosh, who said this quote? Dang it, I can't remember it. I think it's Richard Branson. I might be completely making that up though. So don't quote me on this, but I think it was Richard Branson. But he said, if you can change lives, you have a business. If you can change lives, you have a business. And that is one of my favorite freaking quotes because it's so true. It's not about you and how much money you can make. When you make that mindset shift and realize, what am I here for? Whose lives am I here to change? What is my purpose? What is my mission? Write it down today, and I want you to look at that every single day. And I want you to understand that even on the hard days, even when you've been up all night with your kid, even when you're tired as hell, even when, you know, things, the poop has hit the friggin' fan and things are going south, you are still going to show up for yourself and your business because it's not about you. It is about the people that you are here to serve, the people that you are here to help. The money comes with that naturally, all right? So write it down. How do you know what your purpose is? That's entirely for you to figure out. I can't tell you what your purpose is. That is something that you have to dig deep and really decide for yourself. Who do I want to help? Who do I want to help? How can I make an impact? What is something that lights you up? What is something that you could, if it's social media related, this is what I always tell people. What could you get online and talk about and teach and just go over and over again incessantly and never get sick of it? What is that thing for you? How do you want to help people? Then go from there. Once you figure out what it is that you want to do, how do you want to help people? How can you help people? That could look a lot of different ways based on you and you know, what you're into. And this is just my own personal thoughts on this, so take it or leave it, but pray. Talk to the big man upstairs. He never steers you wrong. He will absolutely steer you in the direction that you are supposed to go. But I guarantee you, you're made for more. Okay? Figure out what it is that lights you up. What is your purpose? Okay? And start showing up and doing that every single day, even on the hard days. Quit worrying about the sales. Quit worrying about what can I get today because it ain't about you. All right? What can I do to help someone today? Guys, I hope this was helpful. I didn't check the comments, so I don't know if there's questions in there. If there is, I will go back and I will look. I love you guys. I hope this was helpful. If it was, drop some hearts in the comments. If you have somebody that needs to hear this, share this out. Tag your peoples in it. If you want more social media training, mindset training, etc., hop into the group. It's tagged directly above this video. Jump on in. It's free 99, and it's just a library of videos like these that have everything to do with building your business on social media and mindset stuff. All right, guys, I love you. I hope you have a fantastic day. I just saw that, Natasha. I freaking love you. You are so welcome. You're so welcome. Happy to help, guys. This right here, this is my purpose. Helping you guys do the do in your businesses so you can realize you can build this. You can make this anything that you want it to be. You just have to know that you can and believe that you can. And if you don't believe it yet, borrow my belief for a little while until you build that up in yourself. Okay? I guarantee you, you were made for more. All right? Love you guys. I hope you have an awesome day. Bye-bye.
Oh, damn. That was a good one. Thank you guys so much for listening. I absolutely appreciate it. I would love it if you subscribed and left me some feedback in a comment or a review. So, quick question. Do you want some free training to help you get super consistent and super intentional in your network marketing business? If you do, you need to check the show notes and connect with me in all the places. I'm talking Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Pinterest, all the hits, all the greats, because I give free training literally all the time, teaching you the things that have helped me become a top leader, a top recruiter, and I've helped my team do multiple 7 figures in sales, and I would love to share that information with you. You can also connect with me at thatsocialmarketingchick.com and check out the resources there too. Guys, I hope this was helpful for you. I'll talk at you later. Bye.